This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm C. Marie Ainsborough. March 8th is International Women's Day, a day set aside to reflect on the situation of women in the world and consider the work that still needs to be done to improve their conditions. Chidi King is the acting director of the Equality Department of the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the organization which represents labor unions at the global level. I asked her to describe the current state of women workers in the world.
Given that we're still in the grip of what is pretty much a global economic, jobs and social crisis, the past year has looked pretty bleak for workers overall and for women workers in particular. If you look at the ILO's recent Global Trends report for 2014, for example, you'll see that there are almost 202 million people unemployed in 2013 around the world. And that's an increase of almost 5 million compared with 2012. And again, women are disproportionately represented in the number of unemployed. Most of the jobs created in the last two or three decades, you could say, are short-term, part-time, temporary, casual, informal, largely precarious. And the majority of these lower-paid, less-protected workers are women. So it's not been a good year, certainly not since the global financial collapse in 2008, the policies that governments seem to be adopting have tended to affect women and women's work largely in a negative manner. To give you another example of this, we can look at some of the austerity measures that have been adopted in response to the collapse of the financial market, and in particular the cuts to public spending and public services. And these have had a hugely disproportionate impact on women's employment, not only because a majority of women who are employed in the formal sector, in formal areas of the economy, tend to be employed in the public sector. It's still where the majority of decent, permanent, well-paid jobs with social protection, respect for labor rights, etc., are to be found. But also, public services are a great enabler in terms of women's access to labor markets, because they tend to assume where they work properly and when they are readily available, they tend to assume many of the care responsibilities that still fall disproportionately on women's shoulders.
Looking back over the past year, what were some of the highlights, positive or negative, for improving the lot of women workers in the world?
I think for the labor movement, an increased focus on the need to organize women around the issues that impact them most has certainly been a very welcome development. It's not to say that this is new and that the labor movement hasn't long had its sights on the need to have a targeted approach to the issue of organizing women. But we're seeing momentum really building up and gathering strength in this area. The ITUC last year held its second World Women's Conference, which we call the Women's Organizing Assembly in Dakar, in Senegal. And one of the key recommendations and conclusions coming out of that conference was that we need to have a very strong focus on organizing women around issues such as care responsibilities, the reconciliation of work and family life, social protection issues, including maternity protection, living wage and pay equity. And our unions really have signaled at this point a strong commitment to putting time and resources into these organizing efforts. So that was certainly welcome. We saw increased results from the campaign on a domestic workers convention, which we were very happy about. So you could see there have been increased ratifications around the world, especially in Latin America, I have to say. But the ITUC back in 2012, I think it was, launched a 12 by 12 campaign aiming to secure 12 ratifications in 12 countries by the end of 2012. And it's good to know that we have, working alongside our civil society partners, domestic workers organizations, that we've managed to surpass that target. So we hope that this momentum will continue into 2014 and we'll see increased protection of the rights of domestic workers.
Looking forward to next year, are there any major events or particular issues we should be paying attention to?
I think there's probably several things on the horizon. One thing that the ITC is paying particular attention to at the moment is lobbying for an ILO instrument that will deal with violence against women and men in the workplace, gender-based violence from our perspective. There's no single international instrument at the moment that effectively tackles this issue, and we think this is a significant gap. The ILO governing body, which will meet in March this year, will take the decision on whether to place a discussion on this on the agenda of the International Labour Conference in 2016. This may be the last opportunity for quite some time for the conference to have that discussion. So we are busy lobbying hard to make sure that the governing body takes the right decision and does place it as an agenda item on the conference for 2016. We have seen, at least anecdotally, even if we don't have the empirical research at the moment, what we're hearing certainly is that there is an increase in gender-based violence in the workplace. So we think that the time is now to act and to tackle this issue head on. Another thing coming up more in 2015, but the preparations would start in 2014, is another Global Action of the World March of Women. And the ITC, our affiliates, and other women's organizations, feminist organizations, have long participated in these global actions. They are immensely important in drawing the world's attention to the need to take further action, more concerted action, to advance women's rights, to advance gender equality. So we aim to play a prominent part in the 2015 World March of Women. And finally, I'll just say that at the moment, there are discussions going on within the United Nations system around what the development agenda following the Millennium Development Goals will look like. So this would be the post-2015 development agenda. And we will know by the end of 2014, certainly, what member states of the United Nations are proposing should be the Sustainable Development Goals, as we expect they'll be called, following on from 2015. So the ITC at the moment is pushing for three standalone goals to be part of this development agenda. One on gender equality and the empowerment of women, and we feel that this goal should deal with issues around women's unpaid care work, around violence against women, around women's underpayment and undervaluing in the labor market generally. We're also calling for a decent work goal, which in itself should have gender equality indicators and targets. But we feel that any development agenda that fails to acknowledge the responsibility and necessity to put at its center full and productive employment for populations will be missing something very key. And we're supporting a third standalone goal on social protection floors, which again we think are vital when you're talking about not only the development of economies, but of course the development of peoples within those economies.